Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Dorkside Toys. At DorksideToys.com, you can get the latest Marvel toys, as well as Star Wars, G.I. Joe, The Walking Dead, and more. Run by toy fans, you can be assured your order will be given great attention and packed with care. Sign up to their social channels now for stock alerts, reviews, and toy and movie news. DorksideToys.com. You'd be a dork not to shop there. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello, and welcome to issue 139 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm insane.
Yes, you are.
I'm just plain old Justin.
My name is Arnie, but I'm clearly insane because we had a long talk last show where you two very rationally told me no sane person would go to the Avengers 11 movie marathon.
I believe we did have a conversation about that.
At the end, I think I was kind of goading you into trying it though, right?
Are you driving down to meet him, Justin?
I might drive down to meet him for lunch, see how he's doing.
In the theater?
Yeah, and then head back home and have a nice restful night of sleep in my own bed, but...
Not just in your bed, but in a bed.
That's right.
Well, I am driving 5 hours and then watching about 28 hours of movies. Avengers Age of Ultron is the longest Marvel Cinematic Universe film, coming in at 2 hours and 40 minutes. It is almost a Lord of the Rings.
Whoa, I didn't realize it was that long. Seriously?
It was just announced last week. And then I'm getting a hotel room. Now, I am going to take some measures. Unfortunately, I doubt if my fellow theater patrons will, but I'm going to do like the trucker's shower around 6 a.m.
That was my idea, that he needs to maybe like take a sponge bath in the theater bathroom, maybe change his underclothes, get kind of freshened up.
Would you like to know what pushed me over the edge?
Yes, do tell.
I found out it was a full dine-in theater that has grilled chicken options.
All right.
So it's not just popcorn and nachos for 27 hours.
No, you'll get real food. That's good. And beer, too. Usually those places serve beer, so.
I'm not taking any beer. I am lucky from New York Comic Con. I still have some Punisher and Daredevil energy drinks. I will be smuggling those into the theater for when things get really hairy.
Have you mapped it out yet? Like, have you looked at the schedule and figured out where you're going to maybe nap? Like Thor 2, maybe?
I don't think I'm going to nap. If I were to nap, because of the hours, the proper movies would be Captain America 1 and Thor 1 and maybe Iron Man 2. Because we start at like 6 with the first Iron Man. Iron Man 2's kicking in around 1 a.m. Avengers starts at 5:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the sleeping prime time. But then I think I'm going to just energy drink and stay awake. I have edited enough shows, video and audio, where I have gone 36 to 48 hours without sleep, that if you're just sitting, you're not expending that much energy, so you don't need to regenerate that much energy.
Right, but your body also thinks, all right, we're at rest, so let's shut down and take a little nap.
Which is why I'm hopeful for free refills of caffeinated and sugared beverages, plus my Punisher and Daredevil energy shots.
I do think you should plan at least a few hours of a nap, because if you don't, your body's going to decide for you, and you're going to fall asleep before the Avengers 2 starts, and you're going to wake up in the middle of it.
And he's not even going to enjoy it. Nothing's going to fall asleep for it. He's just really going to be so dang tired that he's not going to enjoy it.
Well, follow me, the Arnie C, on Twitter, or follow Marvelicious Toys on Twitter. If you're one of the Facebook fans, head over to Twitter. I'm not going to live tweet, as in tell you what's happening in the movies, because that's rude, but I am going to provide regular status updates during my adventure. I'm taking along my Iron Man charging cell tiny briefcase from FX Collectibles to keep juiced. I may die, but my devices won't.
You're going to need a couple of those.
I have thought about getting a second one from ThinkGeek. And I'll keep you updated. And if I won't enjoy Avengers Age of Ultron when it finally airs from 7 to 9:40 p.m. on Thursday night, well, there's always the IMAX showing that weekend.
So this is going to be more like Last Man on Earth type updates, like hour 27. No food in sight and no end in sight to the movie marathon.
Pretty much.
I don't think this movie's supposed to be in 3D, but I'm seeing two of them.
You know what I bet won't be in sight? Women.
That's true.
Marjorie refuses to go.
That is also true.
You're like Rocket Raccoon. That is true. That is also true.
Yeah, you're kind of like Star-Lord. You got maybe 12% of a plan here, Arnie. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed.
Well, wait, don't be impressed until he does it.
Well, I'm impressed that he even took it on.
He paid $70 on a website. I mean, he hasn't done anything yet, Justin.
You're right. It's going to hit him halfway between home and Kansas City, that what he's about to do.
The worst part wasn't the drive, wasn't the $60, because I'm a AMC Stubbs member. I'm getting $10 back.
Ooh, to spend on some food cooked at the theater, like some fake nachos or
grilled chicken.
How many times are you going to eat grilled chicken?
They have it in a salad. They have it in a sandwich.
And they have it in a chicken salad sandwich. So there you go.
The biggest problem is this is 3 days off work. This is devotion. But you know what? I'm doing it, honestly, as to see if I can. I hope that our listeners will.
To see if you can?
Yeah.
You know, I ran a half marathon to see if I could. I don't think this is the same.
Yeah, I view it much as the same. I plan on getting out of there and getting a tattoo. This is 27.66 for the number of hours I spent in that theater.
Completing all of phase one and phase two in one fell swoop.
I'll tell you now, I'm not doing it for phase three.
Ugh, that would be insane. But here's the type of updates I want. As soon as you get there, you got to let us know how many other people are going to try. And then you got to kind of like name everybody. Like, all right, there's blue shirt, weird hair over there. And there's purple shoes, McGuffin over here. And you got to let us know how everybody else is doing too. And maybe start taking bets on which ones don't make it all the way.
I think he also needs a picture before every movie just so we can see what he looks like. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be like a descent into madness.
Pre-movie selfie, and maybe Justin can use his graphic design skills to morph me like the end of Michael Jackson's Black or White video.
I'm going to add a beard, you know.
And I think I'm just itching to get out of town because also week before last, we went over to Indianapolis Comic Con and did some shopping, kind of.
I don't want to say that was the lamest con I've ever been to, but it might have been the lamest con I've ever been to.
Oh, no. There was the one in Springfield.
Which one? The horror con?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was like a free ad.
And the comic con in Springfield where they sell comic books.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was a con. It was a con job.
I feel like I got conned this weekend because, one, we went back to the Indiana Convention Center where Star Wars Celebration was, so it's kind of like a homecoming. So we spent, like, actually quite a few years there between Star Wars and Gen Con. So we go, and they've redone it. Downtown Indy's really big and fabulous now. We have to walk about a mile from the parking garage inside the convention center to even get where the convention was through throngs of little cheerleaders. There's a cheerleading convention going on at the same time. So if you've seen Bring It On, it was like when they went to regionals all over.
Wait. You guys have run into a cheerleading squad at another con before in the past, too.
St. Louis Wizard. I don't know why this keeps happening to us. And yes. Yet it was St. Patrick's Day weekend. There was a 5K outside and there were Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes, there was also Jehovah's Witness convention, the cheerleading convention, and the, I don't know, stinking drinking St. Patrick's Day 5K something where like you drank and ran. But everyone just seemed to be walking. It was very confusing.
So is this a new con? I've never heard of IndieCon.
It's gone on for a while. It was actually really good for the comic talent it brought in. Ryan Stegman, who's, you know, one of the young guns at Marvel, was there doing some sketches. And I got a kick-ass Captain America cover from Bob McLeod. So that was worth it. But man, the shopping, there were only maybe a dozen vendors with booths of toys. The rest were all comics. And I found some of the Spider-Man Marvel Legends we're going to be talking about a little later at, you know, 40, 45 a figure.
I wouldn't say that the rest were all comics. It seems that there was a good portion of Doctor Who merchandisers there and quite a few of Game of Thrones merchandisers and a few empty booths.
Well, that's because the main guests were Carrie Fisher, Jenna Coleman from Doctor Who, and then Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones.
The new Aquaman.
Yeah, he's going to be Aquaman.
And this was the con where he famously signed something, F, you fill in the next three letters, Marvel.
Oh, why did he do that?
Somebody asked him at a Q&A how he thinks DC could possibly compete against Marvel with the movies.
Okay. Does he know what movies he's in?
Well, his response is read between the lines. It's like, well, I didn't get a paycheck from Marvel, so. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like an attempt at a big con, but maybe a little light on the shopping opportunities.
Okay, Justin, would you like to know what I bought?
Yes.
Nothing.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I never leave empty-handed, do I?
Never. You always find some tchotchke or something.
I know. I bought nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I bought one comic book.
Wow.
And it was a Howard the Duck comic book. They did this cool variant cover. Have you heard of this thing they're doing at Marvel? This is the second one they've done. They did it for an Ant-Man one where every cover is 100% unique.
Whoa.
They did a flash file called The Evolution of Howard, and you could watch it. It was like a 30-second thing that started with Howard as an egg, had him go through babyhood, teenage years, rebellious leather phase, the Howard as we know, and finally a headstone. And they determined the number of orders, and it is, you know, tens of thousands, and split this up so they are all different frames of this.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
So, like, frame 54 and 55 are going to be incredibly similar.
Yes.
Right? Almost like a flip book. If you had them all together, you could flip them.
That's exactly. Yeah.
Huh.
The catch with this was I really wanted the cover that had the egg with the beak coming out because that was the poster for the original movie. And how can you possibly order this online and guarantee you're going to get the egg with the beak?
Right.
So when I found that at a booth for $8, I'm like, I will guarantee myself that beak.
Oh, nice.
And yet I bought no toys. Like, the only thing I came close to buying were some old Toy Biz figures that when I looked close, they were beat up. They were obviously thrown carelessly into a tote, and yet this person still felt, even though they didn't care enough to take care of the cards, that each one was worth $22.
Yeah, not so much.
No. And finally, we went to Toy Man and picked up a couple of fun retro stuff. I never knew they made a figure of Sugar Man, speaking of those 90s Toy Biz figures.
He looks like a Turtles villain, right? One of the TMT bad guys.
Yeah, I could see that. I can definitely see that. He looks really funky. He reminds me of, like, those
Garbage Pail Kids.
That's a good one. I was thinking, do you remember those, like, Mad Balls?
Yes. Oh,
Mad Balls. They're fun for one. They're fun for all. Everybody plays with a Mad Ball.
They were, like, monstrous balls, right?
No, yeah, those things were great. Like, there was the baseball with a crazy face on it and a Frankenstein looking one.
Yeah, so he reminded me of a Mad Balls figure, so I had to have him.
Nice. Does he come with slime?
He should.
Looks like you should pour slime into the back of his head and let it ooze out of his mouth.
He doesn't, but he actually has sound and action with batteries included. I wonder if those batteries have leaked by now. I don't know, but he looks in great shape.
Yeah.
I dare you, Hasbro, to make me a Sugar Man. They never will.
Get some articulation in there.
But other than that, Toy Man was a bust also. The only thing other I saw was I finally got to see in person that NECA foam Rocket Raccoon.
Oh my god. Here's the thing. I probably could have been talked into this thing for what? $200? Maybe $150?
You would have gone $200 and not liked it. You would have preferred $150.
Yes. And then I saw it in person. And it was a what the fudge. See, I didn't cuss. I didn't cuss, guys.
It was kind of disappointing.
It is. Okay, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. I guess it looks like a giant Titan figure. It is rubbery. It is segmented on a tail where, like, the tail comes off and you can kind of see. Well, you can really see all the seams there. It was so disappointing. I really wanted to, like, Arnie, buy it for me. And then I saw it and I'm like, oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the pictures, it kind of has the feel of like a lawn ornament type of thing.
Yes.
And from the materials it's made out of, it's also not built to last.
So is it like hard foam that like if you dropped it, it could break into pieces? Or is it more like a Nerf foam?
I didn't pick it up, but...
It feels like hollow plastic.
It felt like that, but the material list says it's foam rubber. So I'm a little confused. I've touched it. It felt like hollow, like those lawn ornaments that light up.
Yeah. See, foam rubber is like what Nerf is. So they inject that into a mold and it fills to the space.
No, this was definitely a hard plastic. So if it's foam...
Yeah, I thought, touching it, I thought it was hard plastic too, but everything I'm reading says it's foam. So it's a really solid foam.
Hmm. And not to mention, it doesn't look all that well sculpted. If you're going to make something that big, you need to get pretty good on the details. And it looks like they just kind of phoned it in on the fur on the arms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were 400 firm at the store. I looked, you can get this for as low as 330 at GameStop.
Weird.
But yeah, it says it's made of foam rubber and latex.
Hmm.
I would say that's an easy pass. If I'm going to spend premium format money, I would like better than those giant Jack's Pacific Mutant Ninja Turtles figures detail.
Yeah.
But if all of those trips were a bust, we did find stuff in...
The Spectacular Store Report!
Well, for the next 3-4 months, it really will be the Age of Ultron. Good luck avoiding it in stores. You want Cheez-Its? Age of Ultron. You want cornflakes? Age of Ultron. You want vitamins? Age of Ultron.
Yes, I want to say that now I am sponsored by Age of Ultron as well.
Nice.
Yeah, you know. And we do have the Avengers vitamins in our house, so the gummy vitamins, and they're quite delicious. However, I was told by a medical professional that they're not really vitamins because all they do is spray the vitamins on the outside. So you may have like one super vitamin in the batch and the rest are just kind of like, hey, we might be vitamins. We might not be.
They're really just sugared gummy bears.
Yeah.
The FDA might have something to say about that.
I have to say, I'm pretty jazzed if we could ever find the cornflakes boxes. We have yet to see them, but they actually connect to form an Avengers lineup. Like, you have the one with Hulk, but Hulk's arm is in the one with Thor, so you have to put them next to each other.
Huh. Yeah, I've never been a cereal collector. That just doesn't seem like a good idea.
Oh, I'll just photograph and fold down the boxes and, you know, feed the cereal to my dogs.
There you go. You could almost do that in the store, though. You don't even have to buy them.
Oh, snap, Justin!
I don't have the lighting rigs in the store. Do you think they'd let me set up?
Maybe.
Sure, why don't you try it? Take it down to Walmart.
Tell them your wife's sponsored by the Avengers. They'll let you do it.
And then I haven't found these myself, but I was very excited when Marvel Toy News posted that more of the 3¾-inch Age of Ultron figures are hitting. And yeah, they're still 4 or 5 POA, but come on, there's some great figures in here. War Machine, Scarlet Witch, Loki, Iron Legion. We now have a name for that Toronto Maple Leafs Iron Man. He's the Iron Legion. And Ultron 2.0.
Yeah. It makes me wish they were making better versions of them. Like, all these other ones, I could roundly ignore because it's like, guess what? I already have a way better articulated version of each and every one of you. But now they're coming out with new characters that haven't been made before in this scale, and it's starting to make me upset again.
That's true. You could do without Thor, Hulk, Cap, Iron Man, and War Machine, and Loki. But Scarlet Witch, Ultron 2.0, and Iron Legion, are you in?
Maybe. I don't know what it is about that Iron Man, the Iron Legion, that keeps catching my eye. I'll probably pick that up for sure, and most likely an Ultron 2. And while I'm at it, I might as well pick up a Scarlet Witch as well. So yeah, I guess I'm buying these when I see them.
Scarlet Witch I need two of, actually, because those Hex Power accessories are going to look great on my Universe Scarlet Witch.
Well, look at that. I believe those are the same size as the ones that we talked about with the Allfather Wave. That's why they have two different ring sizes on them. If you look at that accessory on the inside, there's a big ring and a smaller ring. So the big ring is for when they're using them on 6-inch figures, and the smaller ring is for 3¾-inch.
By Jove, I think you're close to that. I actually have that Scarlet Witch figure right here, and I'm comparing it to the online photo. It looks like the ones in there have extra loop-de-loops, though. but it's like the base ring is the exact same, but then there's extra tails added on to the 3 3/4 inch one for whatever reason.
Oh.
But I can buy a bunch of these Scarlet Witches for $4.99 a piece versus the big Scarlet Witch for $20 to $25 a piece.
But you're more satisfied with the big Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, but if I just want these hex powers for the little Scarlet Witches.
There's something Harry Potter-ish about that Scarlet Witch figure in this 3 3/4 inch line. She just kind of looks like a schoolgirl.
It's the skirt.
Yeah, and the jacket.
Yeah, it's almost Gryffindor colors.
There you go. It's also the one that just, I mean, doesn't feel of this collection. If you look at this whole lineup, it's like you got Hulk and Thor and Iron Man and War Machine and Loki, and they're all dressed up, and it's like, and here's a little girl.
She needs an outfit. I do agree. I'm hopeful that at the end, I know they'll never put her in the pink spandex, but I'm hopeful that at the end she at least gets a cool suit.
Yeah, or at least some sort of nod to it. You know, maybe at some point in the movie she ends up in an adult novelty store and looks at a costume that looks like the classic one and thinks, maybe not this time.
I really just want to see the movie where any Avenger is shopping at an adult novelty store.
Well, maybe she got thrown in there in the heat of a battle or something, you know, but...
the are raining down, she's looking at the leatherware. Well, speaking of the Magic Twins, I bought a Lego set this week.
What? A big one?
Pretty pricey.
Yeah, it was a big one.
405 pieces.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say $400. I'm like, that's not big enough for $400.
I had, in our Toy Fair coverage, commented, why no Quicksilver minifigure? Well, many of our listeners informed me through our Facebook page, this is a Toys R Us exclusive set. I'm not positive on that because it nowhere has the big Toys R Us sticker I'm used to, but this is the Avengers Hydra Fortress Smash, and it's got a little tower with a gate and a Hydra vehicle that looks very G.I. Joe-ish, and 5 minifigures, Quicksilver, Hydra Henchman, Baron Von Strucker, Hulk, and then the Super Jumper Captain America that has that little flip power I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of a cute little set. I love Lego Captain America. He's very cute.
I'm actually a fan of Baron Von Strucker in Lego form.
He is also very cute.
Yeah, and it looks like Hulk might be yet another different color. So if you're a completionist, that might be another Hulk people need to track down.
Yeah, it looks like the same sculpt that they did from a previous set. But yeah, he looks a little more olive here.
Yeah, olive is the perfect description there.
The Quicksilver looks like a little David Spade minifigure.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty decent set. It looks like it's more about the vehicle and less about the little corner of a castle that you're going to build.
Just think, you could buy multiple of these and set up a full castle turret system.
Yeah, with a whole bunch of gates to get in.
And while I was at Toys R Us, they have stocked up on tons of new toys. And in fact, some people on our Facebook page were excited to see something that I was not excited to see. Titan figures. So the response was so jubilant about these, I thought we'd mention them. There's a Toys R Us exclusive 3-pack of Titans that includes, again, Quicksilver.
But comic-looking Quicksilver. Doesn't he look a little out of place next to those two movie versions of Iron Man and War Machine there?
Yeah, a little bit. Not so much because, I mean, that's what they look like in the comics pretty much now anyway, especially, well, now they're Iron Patriot and Marvel Now, but previously, that's how they were looking in the comics anyway. But yeah, it's a very comic booky Quicksilver. And this is like an accessory pack. You can like armor these guys up. It looks like there's extra chest plates and weapons and stuff.
So now they're getting their mashers into their Titans.
Or are they getting their Titans into their mashers?
Either way, I'm steering clear.
But yeah, Toys R Us, they had that. They had just tons and tons of Avengers stuff. They had all of the Thor wave of Legends, and I broke down. I now have both All Fathers. That didn't take long.
We knew that was going to happen.
It's only a matter of seeing them in the store once before you finally broke down.
And the fact that Toys R Us was a very reasonable $19.99.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I hope people aren't having a hard time finding this wave because I've seen it everywhere now. After we reviewed it, I've seen it at Target, I've seen it at Toys R Us, I've seen it at Kmart, Walmart's, they're everywhere. I mean, even the harder to find ones, Scarlet Witches and the Captain Marvels are sticking around a little bit longer now too. So hopefully they didn't overflood the market with these and choking up the pegs for the next ones, but...
I didn't mind picking up an extra Thor. This Thor was so good that random clerk at Toys R Us looked and went, now that's how Thor should look. Look at that Thor. I mean, the armor, that she was talking about the muscle. She's like, that is a badass Thor.
So she, you think she was slighting Chris Hemsworth?
I think she was slighting maybe the Titan figures. I don't know. I don't know. I honestly didn't get that deep into it with her. Like, well, what do you know of Thor? What Thors are you comparing it to? I just went, yeah, that really is badass and paid.
Meanwhile, she's talking about the Thor and Adventures in Babysitting.
Yes, who is Vincent D'Onofrio? So, you know, earlier this winter, we were on the hunt for those dancing Groots that everyone was finding at Walmart.
That Jeff got me for Christmas?
Yes. And I stalked Walmarts in our town looking for these. I think me and my friend from work went like every day to the Walmart that was across the street from our building and checked. And I know that they were looking at us funny because we'd go through the toys and then we'd go through like the crap up front, like where they have the trading cards. Never, ever found them. I even asked somebody at Walmart and they're like, oh, those sound awesome. I hope we get them.
And I've seen them at Toy Man. At 25, I found one at Toys R Us one time. It scanned at 25. I saw them at this IndieCon for 28. And I'm like, yeah, Jeff got me some. I'm good. But I knew, like, Justin, you were looking for them, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, when I went out looking for them, I had heard they were showing up at Walmarts. And yeah, I found a tray of them, kind of like the ones that you guys found with the full set in there for, like, I think 12 of them or so. So yeah, I picked one up easily at Walmart for 12 bucks back then.
Yeah, we have a number of friends, including some people on staff here with us who have been like, if you find some, pick us up some, because we've never been able to find them at less than 25.
And I found some at Walgreens, not Walmart.
Two trays.
Yes.
Walgreens is, I don't want to even say slowly, they're quickly becoming a collector's destination.
They are, but they're overpriced on a lot of things, but it makes up for what they're reasonable on.
But here, these were $14.99 at Walgreens versus $25 every other place I've seen them.
Yeah, they're not that overpriced because when they do get the Marvel line in, they're still just $19.99 there. And the Funko Pops are under $9. So it's not bad pricing there either.
And they go on clearance quite a bit at Walgreens too because they don't like to keep stock on hand.
No.
Plus there's all the reward points.
Yes. If you get the reward card... Not only do you get points for, like, prescriptions and then special sales, like, they'll have a special blue tag that says get 2,000 points when you purchase this item, but you also can get special sales. And quite a few times, like, with the Grab Zags, they had a special sale where you had the rewards card. You would, like, buy three for a dollar versus the buy two for a dollar.
Well, Marjorie was able to pick up most of a display to the point where we were able to keep the display, and I'm able to do that massive Dancing Groot video I wanted, and then we're able to ship them off at cost plus shipping to some friends who were not ever able to find them. So, you know, always help out your fellow collectors there.
Definitely. Very nice. Plus, as we said before, Walgreens is like the hardest store to go into and not purchase something and walk out of without feeling like, okay, what the hell are you doing in here? What did you come in for that you couldn't find?
Yeah, they have everything.
Except for the Funko Pops. Those are showing up more, but I still have seen both Spider-Man figures at Indie Comic-Con, 40 a pop, literally.
Wow. Yeah, I've only seen those at one Walgreens, and I didn't see either the Spider-Man. I saw Venom and Punisher, which seemed to be the easier ones to find.
Those are packed two per case. The Spider-Man figures are one per case. That's why.
Right. So... while you're at Walgreens, if you are into the Mashers type of figures, like I didn't look at these too closely because I haven't followed the line enough to know, but the ones I saw there were in a special extra toy section in the Easter candy aisle. Like they have these blue temporary boxes with all kinds of different toys for Easter. And there were some Mashers in there that looked like they might be either new or maybe exclusive. They didn't say exclusive on in there, but like there was a Wolverine, like old school Wolverine in his leather jacket with the fur collar and a different looking Spider-Man and stuff like that. So if you do dig the Mashers and are complete on those, you might want to check out Walgreens for some ones that look different than the ones I see at, you know, Target and Walgreens or Walmart.
Those aren't exclusive. Up at HasbroToyShop.com, I see that Wolverine. There's also Scar in that same wave.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw him there too. So it's just a wave then that's hitting Walgreens and maybe not so much in other places that I usually shop, so.
Yeah, including A-Bomb and Agent Hobgoblin.
Oh, nice.
Which looks to me just like any other Hobgoblin. And then I did also find at Toys R Us, though, Marvel Legends, that Avengers, they call it, 3-pack?
Yeah, everything is just Avengers now, but come on. This should be the S.H.I.E.L.D. 3-pack.
Agreed. I mean, it's Agent Coulson finally getting some love in 6-inch form. Nick Fury and Maria Hill getting her first Legend figure, I believe.
Well, sort of, kind of.
Well, I mean, the first movie figure.
Right, yeah, but she was a swap out. At the same time that the Dum Dum Dugan was one of the swap out choices.
Yeah, they got a full case in, and I think they'd sold 2 in 3 days when I got mine. Because Jerry, who does some segments for us, asked me to go back the next day and get him a set, and I went back, and none had bought any since I had.
Well, ever since I saw that you got them, I've been hitting my Toys R Us stores like crazy, and, you know, hitting them every day, and just they have not shown up yet. So luckily, it sounds like they might not be fast movers. I can be a little more patient, but I'm excited to get my hands on that set. It's a good set to be getting, and I'm interested to see the possibilities we get with that suited body. We could be making some Tony Starks in a suit and stuff like that. So it'd be interesting. The only other figure from 6-inch Legends that I can think of that might be wearing a suit is maybe a Professor X.
I don't think Hasbro made a Professor X.
No, I don't think so either. I think the last Professor X was a Toy Biz one, so it wouldn't be the same suit.
And I don't think they're going to be allowed to make a Professor X until next year when a movie comes out. The Coulson's pretty good, but they gave him some maniacal eyes and a big nose that makes him really look like he could almost be Norman Osborn if he had some slightly different hair.
Nice.
His eyes are a little intense, and they gave him a huge, huge nose.
He looks much more like the actor Clark Gregg in the sunglasses version.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it removable sunglasses or is it swappable heads?
Swappable heads.
Nice. All right. Yeah, I'm excited to get my hands on that pack. And when we do, we can give it a nice full review. What's the price on that? $49.99?
Yes.
That's about right. Cheaper than buying 3 figures, so not a bad deal.
And the final thing I just wanted to mention, not that it's exceptionally notable, not that it's exceptionally collectible, not that I think collectors would really be out hunting for this, but this is the nastiest thing I've ever seen at a Disney store since I saw that kid puke in aisle 2. It is a Spider-Man 2-in-1 mask that allows you to transform somehow. I don't quite know how this transformation works, from Spider-Man to Venom.
I think the transformation is as you put on the Spider-Man mask, you're Spider-Man. You take it off, and then you're Venom.
Or you leave the Spider-Man mask on, and you snap the Venom one on over it, as if the symbiote took you over.
I think that's how it works, but this thing has like a Gene Simmons tongue that is amazing. It is sculpted taste buds. It is like curving around and like pointed. I mean, there is something not 4-year-old appropriate about this tongue.
Especially since it looks like it's removable. So like that could just be laying on the floor.
Oh.
You walk into a room and nothing on the floor but that thing. And you're like, what? Whoa.
It is indeed removable. And man, I did not buy this because I could not do that. But some part of me was like, I need to own that tongue. Not for $24.95, but...
Yeah, it's a good candidate for clearance at some point.
I mean, I had to take a close-up shot and post it to Facebook. The amount of sculpting that went on for the tongue.
Oh, yeah, there's little taste buds. There's big taste buds. There's different little clusters of them here and bigger ones over there. Somebody had fun making that tongue.
I kind of feel like the people at Marvel like were playing a joke on the people at Disney who are designing this, like, all right, let's give them the most foul Venom we can find to make this mask off of.
What's really surprising to me is this is an Ultimate Spider-Man mask. And, I mean, they're really playing up the Agent Venom. I really wondered if the Venom I knew growing up, Eddie Brock, was truly gone for good. Because if Agent Venom is on a cartoon and they're making a lot of action figures and this mask because of the eyes being very angular, has an Agent Venomish look. But now you add the big Eddie Brock eat your brain tongue, and I'm very confused by their marketing strategy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Classic Venom is making a comeback. Because this looks very much like a Classic Venom.
God only knows what's after Secret Wars. But I skipped the mask. I did do some pretty heavy online ordering in.
Sales to astonish.
There's some unannounced surprising stuff hitting you this week, wasn't there?
Sideshow's done this to me before. They did this with the White Storm outfit, and I just thank whoever's doing it for waiting for the days that I'm just sitting at my desk working all day and have no meetings, that they suddenly send out an email. Now, their email was actually very clever. The subject line was, "For your eyes only." And I'm like, I get a lot of emails from Sideshow. I'm like, contest, what are they doing, what are they doing?
James Bond hot toys, yeah, or something.
Yeah, 007.
And then I open it up, and it's just one image. And it's a folder open that says confidential top secret. You've been granted SHIELD security level 7 clearance to receive highly confidential intel. Natasha Romanova, codename Black Widow, is in need of a hideout from her recent spy mission against Hydra. We believe your homestead is one of only 200 perfect hideouts for Miss Romanova. Are you able to assist Black Widow? Signed, Nicholas Fury.
That is a pretty clever way to get you to buy one of the 200 that they're offering.
Yeah, this is limited to 200 pieces, and I knew I liked it. This is the Black Widow premium format we've already reviewed once. When we did our big Black Widow reviews, this was the comic style one.
Yeah.
But now they've changed her clothes, and she's all in white like she was on that comic book cover with the giant gun. That's actually, it's a little bit more in theme with the snow base and everything, but not the classic Black Widow style.
Is that the only change, is the color of outfit? Is everything else going to remain the same as far as you know?
Yeah, I have this in hand. Everything else is the same. Now, the nice thing is, because she has the extra accessories, I have the current one displayed holding the knife. I can get this one displayed holding the gun. So there's, you know, you turn them different angles, they actually end up looking pretty different.
Yeah, you just need one more of her squatting down and you have a nice Charlie's Angels setup going on.
I snatched this up. Within 2 hours, it had gone to waitlist.
Oh, it's a pretty cool looking piece. And especially if you didn't get the first one, I think this one might be a little more tempting to get, especially with that low exclusive number.
Yeah, when they did this with the Storm too, I think they did 300 with the Storm and she sold out really quick. I'm like, if it's that low of an edition size, and buy now, and then if you get it and you don't like it, well, you can always resell it later for somebody who wasn't sitting at their keyboard at that time.
Right.
Or open the email because they thought it was a James Bond.
No, but that was a really nice piece. For some reason, this one seems more cleavagey than the last one. I don't know if they made the top a little bit more unzipped, but other than that, the only difference is the white outfit, which is so 80s, isn't it? It's like an 80s workout outfit.
You know, it's not the outfit that's making you think that. It's the accessories. It's the belt. You know, there's nothing exceptionally 80s about the clothing itself. It's just that belt is non-functional. It's just there to be a belt.
And it stands out on a white outfit. Actually, what it reminds me of is, and maybe this is just me because I have fond memories of the show, but V, when they took the female scientist up into the mothership and they put her in this really weird white clingy outfit in order to read her mind.
Nice. See, I was getting kind of a Buck Rogers vibe off of it. What was the Erin Gray's character?
Erin Gray, yeah.
Yeah. She had a bodysuit similar to this, too. So maybe that's why it's giving the 80s vibe, Marnie. It's about all the female leads in sci-fi flicks from the 80s.
And then going up for order tomorrow at Sideshow is the next statue in the J. Scott Campbell line. We've talked about this a few times because they teased it a long time ago. Then they had a totally different tease recently. And now they've finally done the preview. And tomorrow we'll get to see the full gallery of the Black Cat statue.
Now I forget, are you all in because it's J. Scott Campbell? Or is this something that you're not necessarily going to need to get?
I'm not all in on anything. I just get what I like.
All right.
But up to now, you're complete on the J. Scott Campbell series.
Correct. So I would skip this if it looked like it had the problem of the Gwen Stacy. Anything that looks like it may tip, I'm very suspect of from Sideshow anymore. This, she's squatting on the ground. I don't think she's going to fall.
Yeah, I can't tell what she's squatting on. It looks like a Spider-Man basketball or some sort.
It's a ball of yarn. She's a cat.
Yeah, but what are the white eyes?
It's a ball of yarn that looks like Spider-Man.
Okay, so it's both.
A long time ago, I actually bought this print from J. Scott Campbell at a con. I think he was at C2E2, and he had this as a print like 2 years ago. So I know the original art on which they based this when they rejected his more sultry pose, which I'm pretty sure he drew, and Sideshow went, yes, and then someone at Marvel went, no. That's pure speculation, but yeah. This is probably a more acceptable way to portray this anti-hero. I like the cat leaning up against her leg, though. I think that just adds something. The cat looks like it's really enjoying rubbing up against a leather boot.
Who wouldn't?
I know I do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always a fan of this style. I kind of dig the line between realism and comic art. And it looks, you know, just from the preview image, it looks like they could have gone crazy with her fur collar, but they kept it a little tame, which is kind of a nice touch.
I'm definitely going to order this pretty quickly. That Mary Jane edition size of 6,000 pieces sold out. I had previously incorrectly said that was going to be something you could get a bargain on. Sold out.
Wow.
The Gwen Stacy had previously said waitlist on the site. Now it says pre-order, which is very weird. I think maybe they're getting another boat in, but that's an edition size of 4,000 and it had been waitlisted. Of course, it could just be they shipped a lot of replacements for those that fell. And of course, the exclusive Spider-Man sold out quick. So yeah, I think that if the final pictures of this Black Cat look anything like this preview shot, I'll have yet another woman to add to the J. Scott Campbell spider harem.
Yeah, it's quickly becoming a harem, isn't it? Need to start getting some villains in there or something just to break up the party.
But they'd be women villains, I'm sure.
No, I mean, J. Scott Campbell draws a lot of characters. But with the Marquette line, Sideshow does tend to go for the more pinup type pose. I mean, with the Adam Hughes Marquette line they did, and now the J. Scott Campbell one. And then, of course, Sideshow did get another order for me. Hot Toys brought out their next Avengers Age of Ultron figure. It's another femme fatale. Three in a row we're talking about. Maybe two, because we're back at Black Widow.
This is ScarJo Widow, though.
Is it? I don't know who it is. It kind of reminds me of Brittany Murphy Black Widow.
Is it because she's a little heavy on the eyeshadow?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this isn't getting ready to battle Black Widow. This looks like thrown out the window of a flying Quinjet on a motorcycle and already been seeing some action for a while, Black Widow. She looks like she's been in it for a while.
Yeah, the hair's kind of tussled. I do like the hair, but there's something about that face that is not screaming ScarJo to me.
You know, some of these poses, she kind of looks like Molly Ringwald.
Yes.
Did everyone forget Widow's birthday again? Now, you can't fault Hot Toys for the outfit. I really like the outfit. You know, the most recent TV ad for the Avengers movie had a great Tony Stark line saying, Cap's the boss, I'm just the one who pays for everything and makes you look cool and designs everything. Well, he did a good job with Widow's outfit. I like the red accents on the sleeve. I like the blue piping on the back down the front. I like the knee pads with the blue. I like her little baton weapons. And I like even the little Sith lightning they're putting on her wrists.
For her stingers.
I dig it. I think it looks cool, but aren't you getting like a little bit of a Tron Quora vibe out of this?
I can see it now that you mentioned it. I wasn't before, but you know, I like Tron.
Yeah, so do I. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying like it seems kind of derivative of that, but
I think it's subtle enough.
Well, and it's the blue. It totally looks like the glowy blue on it.
I'm guessing that's why the costume designer added the red gauntlets to break it up so it wasn't all black and blue.
Yeah, I think it's a good Hot Toy. I had no hesitation about picking it up, but there's something about the eyes, and it's more than the mascara. For a while, I thought it might be like the Hulk that has the articulated rolly eyes or something.
Oh, yeah.
But There's no mention of that, so I just think these are some big eyes.
Yeah, she's got some Claire Danes going on in there too a little bit.
It's not a very good likeness, and in fact, I don't know exactly who it looks like, but it's not Scarlett Johansson.
Arnie, you might be right with the eyes might be movable, because in every pose, it looks like she's looking somewhere else.
It's not listed as a point of articulation, so I wouldn't want our listeners to think that. Maybe it's just like the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, her eyes, instead of following you, they avert you everywhere.
no matter how you make it, you're beneath her. She will not look at you.
Maybe that's why you don't want to buy, Arnie. Subconsciously, you only buy the ones where they're looking you in the eye. This one won't look you in the eye.
I'll tell you, though, this figure release has made me more excited for the movie than it did for the Hot Toys, because she's got two BFGs, one in each hand, and I'm like, I want to see that. I want to see the scene where she has like two plasma guns and is shooting something. Please let me see that. What is happening there?
You'll be fast asleep by the time that's happening on screen.
You think he's going to make it that long?
I don't. I think he'll be snoozing right through that.
Yeah.
Also up for pre-order at Sideshow was another Hot Toys. I got to order this, I think. It's the Cosbaby set.
Yes, you do. They're super cute.
I've wanted to go back and backfill on the Cosbabies. I don't own any Hot Toys Cosbabies. I think they're adorable. I actually was afraid they were replacing the Cosbabies with the artist line of big head figures, but now they're doing both. They're doing that other line we talked about previously that's kind of an easy pass for me. And these Cosbabies that you get a set of six for $90. That's not bad from anything Hot Toys.
No, I mean, even the helmet sets that they sell are more expensive than that.
Honestly, you couldn't get six action figures except for the five POAs.
Well, these are 3¾-inch and they're bobbleheads.
Oh.
With no POA.
Why did they have to make everything bobbly? I dislike bobbleheads.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're on my side with this, because I don't like that. It's creepy and unnerving.
And it just ruins otherwise perfectly good figures.
For example, the Funko Mystery Minis with a horror line are fantastic. And the Marvel Mystery Minis, they're good, but they're not as great because they bobble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I really still like the, again, as I'm going to continue to call him, Toronto Maple Leafs Iron Man. He is so in the movie.
And if he's not at this point, we're going to have quite a few questions.
It's like the Speedboat Chase Lego set. And then that Captain America with his big blue eyes and the Ultron with both the red and blue glowy bits.
Yeah, see, they've done something here with a style that a lot of other licensees have a little bit of trouble with, which is making both masked faces and human faces like cute enough and cool enough looking to be interesting.
But you know what these guys have that the other lines don't have?
Panache?
Pot bellies.
Oh yeah.
Look at their little pot bellies.
Oh, I love their stance. There's just so much attitude in that little stance. Their arms are at their side and you're right, their bellies are kind of extended out.
They've got pot bellies.
The Iron Man looks really mad. Like he's storming in. It's like he's storming around after a bad day at work.
Yeah, these guys are definitely cute. I could see myself maybe thinking about pulling the trigger on these. It depends on how springy the bobble is.
Well, I have not ordered these because there's a lot of my money going to Sideshow right now, but I'm strongly considering it. We'll see. It may be one of those things that, like, it's great at the beginning of the Age of Ultron hoopla, and then, like, 6 months in, I'm like, oh, thank God I didn't order that.
Yeah. If it's a choice between something like this and the cool floating egg attack one, I think I'm going to go with the floating egg attack. But like we said before, you know, a lot of our collections need that cuteness fill, and this isn't a horrible price for that space.
Speaking of cuteness, the next Funko item is up for order, and those are the Dorbs, the Guardians of the Galaxy Wave, up for order now, Entertainment Earth. $8.99 per figure, and you get Groot, Rocket, Gamora, Star-Lord, Drax, Nebula, Yondu, Ronin, Unmasked Star-Lord, Korath, and the Collector.
I'm sorry, but the Groot kind of looks like a fetus.
I don't know too many leafy fetuses.
How many fetuses do you know?
Well, that's a good question, Justin.
So yeah, looking at these are still very much pre-order imagery too. If you look at the bigger pictures, it's not a real box yet. It's an artist's rendition of what the box is going to look like, and quite possibly just an artist's rendition of what the final product is going to look like.
Well, keep in mind, we saw these at Toy Fair, and this is what they look like.
Right. But I'm just saying that I'm not ready to pull the trigger on something like this online yet. You know, I would need to see these in person and make it an impulse buy.
I guarantee we'll see these at Comic-Con. I'm going to pull the trigger online because I saw them at Toy Fair. And remember, this is part of their vinyl sugar line, which means you won't find them in Walmart's, Targets, and Walgreens. These are only going to more collector-oriented stores. I'm excited that they're hitting online pretty hard.
All right. Are you going to be complete, or are you just going to pick and choose?
Well, I'm going to get this whole wave, and then we'll go from there. And maybe two of the collector, because God dang it, it's the collector.
It's your spirit animal.
Speaking of Guardians, remember what I just said a few minutes ago about 6 months into something, you're kind of glad you didn't buy it? I cannot believe how the Guardians merchandising continues, both on the Baby Groot front and, man, the cassette. They are going all out with this cassette. You can buy an actual cassette. Now you can buy a necklace of the cassette at ThinkGeek. It is a ThinkGeek.com exclusive necklace.
I am a big ThinkGeek fan, and they often have stuff, and it is hit or miss, and if you don't get it right away, you're never going to see it again, and they've got some good stuff every once in a while, and I'm going to say I'm not so crazy about this one.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed to find out that it wasn't just like a little like voice recorder version cassette, like an actual cassette.
Yeah, it's just nothing.
Yeah, right? It's metal with a sticker on it, right?
Yes, pretty much.
Well, we're judging based on just the photo that we see online.
This is made from zinc alloy, so it does not contain nickel if you have a nickel allergy.
All the finest jewelry is made of nickel. It looks like it's a no frills. It's just a zinc alloy cassette tape.
Yeah.
Well, one of our followers, Barbarella on Twitter, has bought this and actually says it is a really nice metal. She's a huge proponent of it. She took a close-up shot of it for me, and it really does look like a cassette. I'm going to give them amazing props on the paint, but it is so small that, you know what I look at this and say I would really give them a high five if they made it? Is if this was like a Transformer and it turned into Buzzsaw or whatever that bird was. Laserbeak.
So wait, you said she's a big proponent of it. Is she a big proponent of zinc alloy?
No, she's a big proponent of the necklace. She likes the necklace. She says that we should not judge it too harshly on the online picture because she owns it and it's nice.
Okay, I thought you were saying maybe she like had a job in the Zinc Alloy Appreciation Council or something.
It's so tiny.
Yeah, it seems pretty small, but yet...
You don't want a giant full-size cassette, I guess, around your neck.
Unless you're Flava Flav or something. I mean...
I could be the new Flava Flav. They call me Too Real.
All Too Real. What does this thing go for?
$25.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
I was ready to buy it for my wife, but she said no.
Interesting. But for more than what the actual cassette itself costs, I don't know. That's where it kind of makes it a little, I don't know.
But a real cassette isn't made of zinc alloy.
No. Might be made of nickel, though.
Just be afraid when Guardians of the Galaxy 2 comes. They're going to be prepared now. They can take all this merchandise and just put the new Awesome Mix Volume 2 sticker on it.
Yes, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Then finally up for pre-order is the newest Figma figure. It's the Iron Man Mark 21, the Midas armor.
I've never been a fan of this armor. And I think we talked about this with the Hot Toys one too. You know, it's just, there's not enough contrast to it for me to be like, ooh, it's just a repaint of the previous Mark, right? It looks like the Mark 7 or whatever.
Yeah, only gold.
Gold and copper or gold and bronze.
It is very lackluster because there's not enough definition between the colors.
Yep.
Yeah, but you got to give credit to this figure. If you don't like the aesthetic, its posability and the accessories. I mean, we're looking at the goodsmile.info site, the bottom photo where all the flaps are extended and the jets are firing in the feet and hands. That's pretty badass.
It's cool. It is Figma, and Figma is not my favorite import toy company that I reserve for Figuarts, but...
Not play imaginative?
Oh.
As soon as they're a real thing, then maybe I'll consider them, but... You know, if we were sitting here looking at a SH Figuarts version of this, I'd probably be a bit more excited. But it's still, yeah, you're right. It's cool. It just comes down to the quality of articulation with these figures and what you're paying for them. So yeah, with Figma, I always have a little bit of an issue with how loosey-goosey some of the joints can be.
Yeah, I've not really gotten too deep into Figma. I don't plan on getting the Midas armor, but I did want to let collectors know. I agree with you. I'm far more a fan of the Bandai Figuarts versus the Figma. It does get a little confusing. There's so many.
I know. It's hard to keep straight, but that's why we have Jeff every once in a while. He knocks us into line.
And finally, while shopping online, be sure to hit our sponsor, Dorkside Toys. They've got some kick-ass stuff. We've talked about some cool Black Widows, but they've got the Diamond Select Toys Widow Select figure for $22.99 coming out in June. And it looks pretty cool with a good detailed outfit and a base that is really kind of detailed for just being a bunch of scattered canisters. They also have the Black Widow Age of Ultron pop vinyl figure. And again, if you don't want to get every figure in that Avengers wave, but you want your Allfather, you can order an Allfather for just $59.99, much cheaper than buying the figures. It's the price of three extra figures. You get the whole thing. You can pre-order the next wave of Avengers figures by the wave, by the case, or by the figure from them right now. They've got available individually Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, Hellcat, and Batroc.
Batroc, the Leaper.
It looks like they're sold out of Spider-Woman already, so that should kind of tell you something.
People are crazy for the Spider-Woman.
And that will all come together to build a Thanos. Plus, there's the Spider-Man Wave of Legends in stock, ready to ship, or many of them available singularly. And other toys, too. The latest Star Wars Black Series figures, Mutant Ninja Turtles, Transformers, and Walking Dead, and even a kind of cool Reverse Flash pop vinyl pre-order. If we want to talk at all about DC.
Every once in a while, under our breath, we will mention DC.
So that's all at Dorkside Toys. You can use the link from our homepage to let them know you heard about them on our show, and we thank them for their support of Marvelicious Toys. Speaking of Diamond Select figures...
This just in. News from the web!
I don't know why. I know it's Disney who does this, because Zach at Diamond told us, Disney does not want to announce at all that they're going to have an exclusive figure. Maybe they don't want collectors bugging the clerks in the store. I have no idea why. But somebody went into a Disney store and found a completely unannounced brand new Diamond Select figure of Hawkeye in his modern outfit. And he comes with Pizza Dog.
Pretty awesome. That's a pretty awesome accessory.
That dog looks really happy.
Well, he's Pizza Dog.
First of all, let me just say, I think that's kind of fun. Finding an exclusive that you didn't even know existed, right? That's kind of a cool way to do it. Maybe you're right. Maybe they don't want collectors, you know, descending on their stores all on the same day because they announced a street date or something. But at the same time, it's if they keep doing that, you never know what you might find. It keeps you going back, you know, once a month or so just to check out what might be new. So it's not a bad strategy on their part.
That is true. It is fun. The truth is, I've never had that happen, though. Because they always put it up at thedisneystore.com or themarvelshop.com. And then as soon as it's put up, they make announcements everywhere. They send emails. Diamond Select then says, hey, look at the new figure. And that's long before I ever hit a Disney store.
Right.
So I've never had that experience, but you're right. That guy walking in, because we didn't find out about it because they posted it. We found out about it because he posted in-hand photos. And that is pretty cool.
Never mind the figure. I'm going to buy this thing just because of the bow and arrows that it comes with. It's like a nice compound bow with multiple strings and get a whole bunch of different arrows with a bunch of different head tips on them and a quiver that actually works.
I agree. I think that's awesome. Part of me is afraid of losing them. You got to get them in that quiver real tight. I also like that they provide two different heads, but I find it so weird that one is like broken nose head Hawkeye.
And just a tinge of Jeremy Renner in there. Like, you know, they're not going for the movie version, but whoever sculpted it kind of gave it just a little bit of Renner.
Enough where a casual person would be like, hey, look, it's Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Even though this is quite obviously the Marvel Now look with the giant Autobot logo on his chest. I don't know what it is with me and Transformers tonight, but I'm seeing them everywhere.
Really are. Yeah, it's the it's the Decepticons logo without any detail in the middle.
Is that it, Decepticon? Okay. I'm not a Transformers fan. I don't know why I keep bringing it up.
Well, you get one more, so use it wisely.
So keep your eye out and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We will definitely post the link when this goes live. And with all the news that's happened this week, that is our show. We were going to review the Spider-Man Legends here as well as the Spaghetti Webs accessory. We're going to just hold off for that until next week.
Are they sure they're spider webs or are you thinking of spaghetti?
They're Spaghetti Webs.
Oh.
That's the name of their company.
Well, now I'm intrigued. Now I'm going to have to listen to the next episode.
You have to work it, Justin. I'm sorry.
Darn it. Yeah, so I'm excited to talk about these new Marvel Legends Spider-Man set. And, you know, by the time the next episode rolls around, it's a very good chance that we might have the Thanos set in our hands, too. So they just keep coming.
And, Justin, you need to get on the ball. I mean, I don't know what it is with you, but never finding figures. But go get that S.H.I.E.L.D. set so we can talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. If not, I'll just have you run back to the store and pick up one of the many, many ones that are just sitting there gathering dust at your local Toys R Us.
It's like opposite day. I haven't cooled anything this year, and I'm finding toys you aren't. What's going on?
Yeah, it is. It's weird. Everything's flip-flop upside down. So guess what? That means you get to sign us off this week.
Oh, so that's how it is. So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade toys in the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. You can see more videos and reviews by subscribing to the Marvelicious Toys YouTube channel. You can find the link from our homepage. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious Podcast video enhancement by Andrew, Daryl, Josh, and Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Photo editing by Curtis and Jeff. Announcements by Brock. If you also like Star Wars, Star Wars collecting is covered at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. If you want to hear reviews of every movie ever based on Marvel Comics, check out those reviews and hundreds more on the Now Playing Podcast at nowplayingpodcast.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
That's a good one. I was thinking, do you remember those, like, Mad Balls?
Yes. Oh,
Mad Balls. They're fun for one, they're fun for all. Everybody plays with a Mad Ball.
They were, like, monstrous balls, right?
No, I'm not touching that.
You're not touching the monstrous balls?
No, Justin, you want it? I mean, it's in the air. It's like we're playing volleyball, and he's set. Somebody just needs to spike it.
Let's just take the whiff on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, you're whiffing on the balls.
A big one?
Pretty pricey.
Yeah, it was a big one.
405 pieces.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say $400. I'm like, that's not big enough for $400.
That's what she said.
Meanwhile, she's talking about the Thor and Adventures in Babysitting.
Yes, who is Vincent D'Onofrio?
Kingpin in the upcoming Daredevil series. Oh my God, it's 6 degrees of Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Wow, he's now on par with Chris Evans.
Although Chris Evans did the same company though, right?
Well, Chris Evans like holds a record for the most number of comic book people played because he was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the animated TMNT as the voice of a turtle, The Losers, an adaptation of a DC comic, Captain America, Human Torch, and I thought there was one more, so...
He's everywhere. So yeah, D'Onofrio's got a little more work to do, but...
Yeah, D'Onofrio, you were only in, like, the best Kubrick film ever, so keep going, man.
You hear that, Pyle?
Agent Coulson finally getting some love in 6-inch form. That sounded bad. I did pass on it, but you're right. If I saw this at like a 50% off clearance or greater at DisneyStore.com, I might not resist having that big tongue to surprise my wife with someday.
Excuse me?
That came out dirty, didn't it? I meant like a scary mask.
Did you think about it before you said it?
I never do. Well, I'm going to get this whole wave, and then we'll go from there. And maybe two of the collector, because God dang it, it's the collector.
It's your spirit animal. Because we have a duck.
For real? Like you got a duck living in your pool?
Oh, we have Howard and Beverly that come to our pool every year.
And so we got an owl that we've named Jennings to try to scare them away.
You're like Tony Soprano. You're having like a little midlife crisis talking to the duck in your pool.
Well, he's got the duck head upstairs from Howard the Duck.
That's why they're there. They're wondering what the hell you're doing with all this duck stuff in your house.
I could be the new Flava Flav. They call me Too Real.
All Too Real.
But spell it R-E-E-L.
No, I got it. I that was pretty clever, but I got it.
Do you like a bunch of different head tips, Justin?
Well, you know, you gotta have variety.
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Nice, with pizzazz.
I tried to sound like you. That was my Justin impression.